We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited. Again, this is kind of a good theme of unbelievable younger people and their success. So I'm excited to welcome the program singer, actress Parker Winston. Parker, how are you? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We'll just kind of jump right into specifically enough. Was it singing or acting you wanted to do first when you were a child growing up? I think acting.
Always. I think since I was born, I've been an actress. I just there's just something about like playing other people and putting on characters that I'm just obsessed with. I'll always watching movies and everything like that. I've never watched a movie. It's always just like the acting and everything behind, obsessed with acting
Okay,
and music.
so were you a drama queen as a little kid?
Kind of. Yeah, basically.
Gaining all the attention and all the different things. This is how I'm going to get what I need, right? Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I was a crazy child, yeah.
Okay, all right. So basically, you said acting was first. So was acting first when you were looking at starting your career and all that stuff? Did you do more acting and then singing came after that?
Yeah, it really started with child modeling. That's kind of how
Okay.
everything began. And then acting was always my dream, but acting for as a child model was always like the side job, if that makes sense. And music came along eventually, and yeah, now I'm kind of all three.
That's good, right? All three. Okay. So how did you get involved in child modeling? Did your family just say, let's go do this, or something you wanted to do too?
My mom was a model growing up, so she knew
Oh,
how to,
really? Okay.
yeah, she knew how to book a meeting with a modeling agent, or she had some kind of like education on the modeling industry herself. And she got me a meeting with Wilhelmina Kids and Teens, and I met with them and immediately we signed. And yeah, that was when I was 5 years old, and ever since I've been acting, modeling. Yeah.
Okay.
I was very
So was your
young.
mom a successful model as well? You said she was too. Professional
Yeah.
model?
Yeah, she was really like I always look at her old modeling pictures, and she was a really cool model.
Did she act too?
Yeah, I think she did. I think she was in this movie. I'm such a bad daughter for not remembering the name or anything like that, but yeah, she was a model and an actress.
Okay. All right. So I love always getting into these stories because you're like, okay, where did it come from? You start in this thing, model. So when did someone ask for acting? So like from that experience in modeling, did that lead to an acting experience? How did that happen? Like have you done more acting in commercials, or have you done other stuff too?
Yeah, it started with commercials and doing like, because commercials are a part of being a model. It
Model,
started
yeah.
with like AT&T commercials and this like Japanese medicine commercial and
You're
stuff like
kidding
that. And
me. Okay.
no, 100%. And eventually, I started to get auditions for a bunch of different roles. And my dog is barking, but
Okay.
yeah, that's pretty much how it started, through commercials.
Commercials. So after commercials, how did you like set up your career? So what age were you when you start making decisions about your professional career? Especially being a professional model, so young and child model.
I think I've always known exactly what I wanted to do with my life. I knew
That's
that I always
good.
wanted to be an artist. And yeah, no, I'm definitely one of those people who know exactly what I want. And I mean, ever since I was five, I think I don't want to say I was like calling the shots, but no, my parents were very keen on allowing me to navigate my career and allow me to choose my own professions and express myself in every single facet. And yeah, it's been really great.
Okay, so let's go some of the resume before we get to this song. So you were doing some commercials, then singing came after that, or did you do any? Have you acted other things too?
Yeah, I did a short film before I started. Music was more of a very recent thing, like the beginning of the pandemic. But so far, my greatest acting measure was a short film I did called The Shallow End, where I played a mean girl in the 1980s, and it's a coming of age film. It's really cool. I'll send you an email of like the trailer and everything.
Oh, you have to do that. I gotta watch that. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you're a part of that in the 80s. So are you an 80s fan, even though you're 17? Are you a fan of the 80s?
Yeah, no. It's so strange, but like everything I do is always like 1960s, 1950s, 1980s. It's always a throwback, if that makes sense. But no, I'm a big fan of everything 1990s and back.
That's wild. Okay. So, because it's iconic. What can we define the 2020s? I don't want to even define them, right? COVID, that's going to be the style, right? Wearing a mask.
Oh my gosh. Please.
Vaccines
no.
with masks. That's going to be the 20s.
Like, yeah.
Well, let's hope we get through this, and then it'll be like the roaring 20s and 1920s. Then we're set, right? It started, you know, then the stock market crashed at the end. But hey, we can live the 20s, go all the way up and then all the way down again. The Spanish flu, the 1919, so then they went to the 20, and then it ended in 21 or 22, I think. And then it went, but everyone's was hoping this is the time for the roaring 20s. Well, that got stopped in its tracks already again. That's not good, right? Oh, no. So, all right. So let's kind of go into your singing. So singing was based on the pandemic. What you said, okay, I'm going to try something else now. Because again, it was hard for models, right, during the pandemic to get work.
Well, it was kind of, it was different than that. I've always been writing music. It's something that was always personal to me, or like therapeutic for me to just write songs or poetry. And once the pandemic began, I had a lot of time on my hands like everybody else in the world, and it kind of opened up this field of me beginning to take music seriously and start that journey. And that's kind of where the professionalism of music began. But music has always been a love of mine and everything to me, if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense, because it's a love, it's a passion, it's something that you love to do. So tell us about your song. It's interesting, because when I hear the song, there has to be a connection to your song. There's other reason
right.
why we wrote it. Yeah, go ahead.
It's I love this song so much. It's called Happiest Depression. It's so personal to me. It's based off of kind of a toxic relationship, but in that stage where you're not yet open to how toxic it is, and instead you're just trying to romanticize it and instigate it, and you know, you're pushing yourself into a deeper isolation of this toxic relationship. And yeah, I love this song so much.
Define a toxic relationship, because I just think what you guys are dealing with in the dating world compared to when I was your age in the dating world is a lot worse because of social media, because the access to people worldwide, because of just the real, there's not like, oh, hey, I saw somebody at the movie theater. It's not like that anymore. Hey, once they got off the phone, were FaceTiming someone else and then deciding to go somewhere else. So define a toxic relationship in your mindset.
I think a toxic relationship in my mind is mistreatment. I think that's like the greatest way I could describe a toxic relationship. Kind of, I mean, and it takes two to tango, but just like real mistreatment on another partner. And like you said, social media plays a huge part of it. I mean, never before have we had to worry about who people are like DMing on Instagram and whatnot. And it's a mess. It's awful.
And who you're going to FaceTime and who you're on, you know, who you're, just all those different things. And then that's part of it. But then the toxic relationship of comparisons to different things. I look at toxic relationships, and this is going to be my take on all this, is that when you find somebody at one point, if it doesn't work out, the reason and major is that partnership ends. That partnership ends. And also there are tons of underlying causes. If you don't respect that person, you don't treat them well, you don't look at their hopes and dreams and care about their dreams anymore, and you kind of just look at the person as, I wish I had somebody else, that's a toxic relationship.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I think it's like that weird stage of codependence where, you know, it's there's no like you hate each other, but you're like dependent on each other and you can't really. Yeah, it's
I heard so many people in COVID, right? Because there's not many
yeah.
options if you're in COVID to do that. And
Right.
I think that that's the other part. So many people were living in toxic relationships and couldn't go anywhere, which our mental health is still suffering from. And you're young and you're telling me all this different stuff. So interesting, the song. So you had a toxic relationship, even though at your age, right? You already had one, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And because you're approachable, especially as a model, right? And different, that was it someone older than you or the same age?
Pretty much the same age group, maybe like a year older.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once you turn 18, then the game on, right? With more mature eyes and dealing with all that.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Because that's the problem. I think when you're dealing with a toxic relationship, and I'm sure it's dealt in your song, is you see that the person just doesn't feel good about themselves. And that's why they treat the other person all together, right?
100%. Yeah, no, I in my past toxic relationship, I mean, I was always a very insecure person, especially very, very young. I was always insecure being
How were
in
you insecure as a model? Are you kidding me? See,
no,
this looks.
it sounds very, very dumb, but you know,
It doesn't
it's
sound dumb because none of, like, when I was in high school, I would not approach a model and think I'd have a chance. Okay. So that's, do you see that's the problem? The very good looking models are the ones that don't get approached because they don't think they have a chance. And
Yeah,
that's. Good.
it's I think it a lot has to do with like the rejection that models have to take in like their industry and feels
Yeah.
constantly, and like there's always
A
somebody
flaw.
prettier, there's
There's always a
somebody
flaw.
like who's like exactly. So I have my own personal demons, and I think my ex I think that he was also insecure in his own ways, and it did not make for a
So what
good
does he think? You're
relationship.
being like Taylor Swift writing a song about your ex. What does your ex think of the song?
Honestly, I would love to know what he thinks. We haven't spoken since we
That's
broke
good. You
up.
blocked him on all those different things, but then when the song goes out
Exactly.
and people see it and say, "Oh, by the way, that was about you," and she's out there singing. So, okay. So, what basically are you telling people in this song to how to get rid of a toxic relationship? Because that's the big thing. So many people are in toxic relationships and they need to get out, even if it's something where they think that they're thinking just about themselves. It becomes something that's so draining on that person, ending that person, and whoever's involved in those lives. You're gonna die young. You're going to get sick. Your mental health's gonna be in concerns. And we forget about people's happiness at times. And then people stay in toxic relationships for years and years and years and never get out because they just feel they can't.
Right. No, 100%. I think that I'm sorry, I'm like drawing a blank. I knew what I was about to say and I
That's
just
okay.
completely
You're
forgot.
good.
Yeah, I think that this song is really about helping people be able to identify that when they're in this toxic state and you know things are kind of going south and you're kind of like pushing yourself into this isolation with this other person, and all your friends are starting to become a side part of your life and everything like that. I think this song is really going to help people like be like, oh, you know what? I think that this is kind of me and my significant other, and I think that we're kind of in a stage where things are about to get dark, and we don't really see that, and we're really feeling things way too fast and way too strongly, and that can always take the deepest of dives. And I think that it also plays a bigger part of my whole project and my entire project that comes out. I think that this is really step one of what happens, and you just watch it all go so
So
south.
what is your goal of this from this song to what? What are your goals for music right now?
So from this song, you go from being able to identify or not being able to identify the toxic relationship into kind of finding me or yourself, however you want to perceive the next songs in this just lost wasteland of just like not knowing who you are, don't know what to do without this other person. It's I don't want to give too much about away about the EP, but I'm very excited to see how people perceive everything.
And what is your goal as a singer? Where do you want to go with singing?
I think that, I mean, I want to win a Grammy. No, I'm just kidding. But I think my biggest goal as a singer is just to continue doing it just for myself, because it has become such a great therapy to me and such a great coping mechanism for me to have, and to be able to just go to music and be like, you know what, I want to make a song about this thing and bring it to life and make it sound the way the emotion reflects. And it's so special to me, and my biggest goal is to just continue it.
And what is the goal in modeling? So you're still modeling, right? Are you?
Yeah, no, I've been modeling for
That's your
like
professional
13
career. That's
years
your
now. Right.
profession, right?
Right.
So.
I think my goal, I'm in the midst of speaking to a big modeling agency right now and signing. So hopefully,
Oh.
I don't
So when's that?
want to
When
say
is,
too
and then
much.
after you get that, then we're going to see you in movies, right? That's coming. That's all coming.
It's coming. Right. Yeah, no, it's definitely coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to college, or are you holding off? What is your plan at 17?
Yeah. College 100%. I'm taking a gap year though this year to just focus on my work and everything like that. But the following year, I think I'm gonna go abroad to like theater school or something like that and just peace out for a few years and then come back.
But you still can model even if you do that gap year? Or I mean, when you
Yeah,
go to
yeah.
the,
No, no.
so you can model anyway.
I
Yeah, okay. You would
basically,
just.
yeah, no, the modeling agency I'm speaking to now has offices everywhere. So
Wow.
it compromise each other. Yeah. And I
Awesome.
can still make music wherever I go.
Then you got a good thing. Where can people check you out and stuff, and then check out the music and stuff? Where can they go for it?
Yeah, you can find my music on all platforms. My music is everywhere. You can find me on Instagram, you can find me on YouTube, all Parker Winston. And yeah, that's me.
You're fabulous, I tell you. And
Thank
so, people that
you.
don't want to, people want to get, don't be intimidated by this song. Don't be the next guy that dates Parker that is toxic, or else you're gonna have a song, and she's going to be the model that gets opens up the door for everything else, because she's gonna be the supermodel, and then comes Parker taking it to the next level for sure,
Yeah,
right?
be nice to me. I'll write a song about you.
Yes, if you're not nice to her, she's never going to write a song about you. Just let her break up with you, because you don't want to be the other way around. She's just got, okay, I'm moving on. Don't break up with her or cause toxic relationship, or look out, you're going to be in a song.
This is amazing. 100%. 100%.
It's true. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Parker. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.